Bulawayo resident and housewife, Nancy Ndlovu, says she's anxious that schools are less than a week away from opening for the year's third and final term, as she has no money to pay for her children's school fees. Mrs. Ndlovu has a son in boarding school on the outskirts of Bulawayo and a daughter in primary school. Her husband, a civil servant, is finding it difficult to provide for their small family. Mrs. Ndlovu says with the country's economic problems worsening, she and her husband are finding it more and more difficult to send their children to school and also to afford daily basics.
Hey, it's so difficult these days. We've got children that need to go to school. Before even going to school, the basic food in the home is just difficult to get by. You know, we've got days when we have to have one meal just to stretch whatever food we have. And now it's a week from school's opening. We've got a son who's doing Form 1. We put him in boarding school. And now we're considering, should we pull him out? Because when it comes to fees, we see in 1 week, where can you raise $500 from? And the newspapers are telling us teachers to be laid off. We're now sitting and thinking, could we be the next victims? It's just so hard. We don't know how to plan for the future or what to do.
As a result of high unemployment, many ordinary Zimbabweans have been pushed into the informal sector, where they try to make ends meet through buying and selling all sorts of goods, ranging from vegetables to second-hand clothing. Mrs. Ndlovu says she has also tried to earn an income through such trade, but says she quickly opted out because she was making losses as there are too many people on the streets trying to sell something.
In all honesty, I don't think that is for everyone. I've tried selling. You find people will take stuff because sometimes you have no choice. You have to give them to get the money month end. And the difficulties that they are going through, I won't get my money. The goods are not sold on time. And that just puts more pressure because I've taken money from home to say, let me spin it. But I don't think that works for everybody. As for me, it has failed. So now what I have chosen to do is to stretch that salary that we get, and that's the one we'll use.
Another Bulawayo resident who chose to be identified only as Mamoyo also says life is getting tougher for her and her family. Mamoyo's husband has been working in South Africa for nearly 20 years. She says, well, before the country adopted multi-currency usage, she and her husband were able to build a house in Pumula Identity suburb. But the unemployed Mamoyo says she now has to buy and sell vegetables at home in order to help supplement her husband's income, which is now too stretched.
It's tough, of course, because the dollar is hard to... My husband works in South Africa. Nowadays, since the rand has deteriorated, it's tough. I have to help my husband by selling so that the money I get, I use it for the household to buy food.
24-year-old Zusiso Mageza is the holder of an accounting and finance diploma from a local institution of higher learning. He told Studio 7 his hopes of getting employment immediately after attaining his diploma were crushed, as he found himself competing with thousands of other young job seekers, some with far better qualifications than him. He says his plight worsened when he became an unemployed father.
After my diploma, I was like sitting around, doing nothing, working up every day, going to town to put their CVs, but there was no reply. No, like many other youths, we end up telling each other false things, going around until I had a baby at that age. I being a father, and life was very, very hard. Being a father, no money, no job.
But unlike most young people who get frustrated and wallow in self-pity in the face of hardships, after identifying an opportunity during a stint in South Africa, Zusiso has just started a company which supplies industrial chemicals to local companies. He quickly admits, however, that it has not been an easy journey. Zusiso says this company holds a lot of promise.
It's quite challenging, but it's like promising. I'll be doing business with quite a few companies because the chemical industry is the only surviving industry in Zimbabwe. Let me say it's one of the only surviving industries in Zimbabwe.
Director Reverend Usen Sranda of the Zimbabwe Institute for Social Transformation says besides its traditional role of ministering, the church is being compelled to assist many people materially as the country's economy continues to tank. But Reverend Slander says it remains the government's paramount duty to create employment.
We believe that the church, first of all, offers hope to people through encouragement, through helping them not to commit suicide, helping them to face the hardship. But the second thing is we need to be practical. And the practical thing that we are doing as a church has been to encourage Zimbabweans to begin to shift from looking at being employed to looking at employing themselves.
Zimbabwe's economy has been in a free fall since the hotly disputed 2013 elections that brought President Robert Mugabe's ZANU-PF back into full control of the levers of power in the country after another disputed election in 2008 had resulted in a coalition government. Although President Mugabe promised to create 2 million jobs in 5 years following the 2013 national elections, things have been getting worse, with the Zimbabwean leader blaming Western sanctions for the country's ills. But some observers say the government's failure to respect the rule of law and incompetency, among other things, are largely to blame for the country's war. Reporting for Studio 7 from Lulawayo, this is Taurai Shawa.